Greetings to all the listeners and our special guests, the grade 8 learners. Today's lesson is about career categories. My name is Maria Malapo Mushidi. I'm a subject advisor for senior faith in the Gauteng province. Now, as we begin our lesson, let's look at the objectives of this lesson. By the end of this lesson, learners should be able to identify different career categories, to match personality types with different careers, to match interests, abilities, subjects, thinking, and learning skills with each career category. Understand the role of work in relation to social and economic needs. Now, let's go to the definition of career categories. They are pairing people with jobs that utilize their strengths and are tailored to how they work best, resulting in more work getting done. In simpler terms, when you work in a career that that actually puts your abilities out there, you are likely to be efficient in that kind of work. I think that is what John Holland was saying, that choose a career that will tap onto your strengths. You know, it becomes much easier for you to excel in that particular career. So careers are grouped according to our personalities, you know, so that you would be able to get a best fit looking at your own personality. And that is basically what career categories are. Now, John Holland has actually identified about six career categories, which are investigative, realistic, artistic, social, enterprising, and conventional. Now, I want you grade A's to understand that it is possible for you to fall in more than one career category. It's very possible. But as we continue identifying characteristics of each, you will realize that possibility. Now we go to the investigative career category. People in this category are called thinkers. They are analytical. They love studying and solving maths and science related problems. They are very precise and intellectual and like to be acknowledged for their achievements. I think in your language out there, you call them nerds, ne? They like to work with others that are grounded. They enjoy working alone or with their type. They get along with realistic and artistic types as well. They have a weakness, though, that they are not good negotiators. And careers in this category would include biologist, mathematician, computer programmer, surveyor, pharmacist, archaeologist. But they are not limited to this list. Ne? The second one would be the realistic, and they are called doers because they like working with their hands, making and fixing things, assembling or operating equipment. They prefer outdoor work and enjoy various types of manual labor. They work well with tools, machines, and mechanical drawings. They value practical work that are practical things that are visible and tangible. They work well alone or with their type. They get along with investigative and conventional types as well. Now, careers in this category would include a carpenter, an electrician, a pilot, an engineer, a mechanic, and etc. Now, start that dialogue with your family about what you think you can do with your life in future. What career do you think you can pursue? Now, the third one would be the artistic category, and they are called creators. They are very expressive and independent. They take special interest in creative arts like music and writing. They can work in groups if they are not denied expression. And I know most of you believe these category is the one because it puts you in the limelight. But I also want you to look into the fact that when you follow this category, make sure that whatever creation, it could be music or whatever form of art, make sure that you are the best, because this career category, it's highly competitive. Their weakness is that they do not appreciate high levels of order and routine. They hate that. They work well with investigative and social types. Careers would include graphic designer, a musician, a book editor, art teacher, actor, etc. Now, the social category, people are called helpers in this category. They like dominating their environment. They like being in charge. They value providing services to others and enjoy working with people. So they are people-oriented. They enjoy working with others, so long as those others are trustworthy, helpful, and they show appreciation. They work well with artistic and enterprising types. They don't have a problem of working in teams or groups. Now, careers in this category would include a counselor, librarian, social worker, physiotherapist, a nurse, and a teacher. And we come to the enterprising category, and they are called persuaders because they like to lead and they also like to persuade. They are born to sell and they value business or politics. They are generally social and ambitious and have a skill to make people to lean a certain way. Now you can look at the adverts that you love on television, how you are persuaded to want to get that particular product that they are advertising. That is the power of persuasion. Their weakness, though, is they avoid working with people that are too scientific and analytical. They enjoy working in groups with people in leadership positions. They work well with social and conventional types. Careers in this category would include a sales manager, a real estate agent, your principal, school principal, attorney, hotel manager, politician, etc. Now, if you look at this list, you realize that all these people are selling something, including the principal. He's selling education to you. He makes it appealing so that you can pursue education at all costs. Now, the last one, which is conventional, they are good organizers. They are called organizers. They enjoy working with numbers, records, and machines. They prefer order and routine. They are organized and good at following directions. They value success in business and enjoy working with others in small systemic groups where their responsibilities are clear. They work well with enterprising and realistic types. They dislike ambiguous activities. An ambiguous activity is that activity that you are not clear what is it that you are actually expected to do. And you are not even sure of the role that you need to play in that particular activity. Now, careers in this category include bookkeepers, a secretary, a bank teller, a mail carrier, an HR consultant, and etc. Like I said, learners, you can belong to more than one. I'll give you an example that you all know. Let's look at Dr. Tumi, the musician. He belongs to both the artistic career category and the investigative. Remember, he's also a medical doctor. Now he investigates diseases, well, the cause of diseases, and try to find a cure for those diseases. So as a human being or as a person, you can belong in more than one career category. Now let's look at the next level of interests and abilities relating to each of these categories. Now it's very important that we also look into that, because when you choose a career, you have to choose something that you are going to do to love. Something that you're going to enjoy, because you may likely do it for the rest of your life. So it should be something that makes you happy. Now, when we speak about interests, are those things that you enjoy doing? And then abilities are those that come naturally when you do them, you know? So with interest, you don't have to have a particular skill. It's you just having fun in doing that activity. An ability, very self-explanatory, that ability is expected. A certain level of ability is expected. Now, when you make a choice, make sure that you take into cognizance what is it that interests you and what you are able to do. Now, a list would include studying nature, being outdoors, rearranging furniture, decorating things, collecting things, listening to music, traveling, solving problems, working with numbers, charity work, repair things, gardening, meeting people, reading spiritual guides, building things, writing poetry, studying media, learning how things work, dancing and singing, studying stocks, drawing, painting, sketching, planning events, public speaking, photography, or joining public courses. That is a list of some of those interests and abilities that you can check if they relate to you. Now, let's look at how people in this career categories think and learn. It's very important. And that would be guided also by your performance in those subjects. If you are performing well in those subjects, you may find that you actually should pursue careers in that particular category. Now, the investigative type, they learn and think through curiosity, problem solving, research skills, evidence collection, interviewing, report writing, critical thinking, honesty. Now, as and when they learn, if they find these activities in their learning material, then they do their best. Realistic type, they are very practical. So the activities have to be practical. Now, the artistic type, sculpting, painting, drawing, composing, dancing, writing, acting, demonstrating, designing, and making. These are the activities that they would love to find in a particular learning material or subject that they are doing. And then we have the social category. They think and learn better through empathy, cooperation, verbal and written communication, listening, nonverbal communication. And then the enterprising career category, they learn best through strategic thinking, resilience, confidence. You know, remember, it includes learning and thinking skills. Confidence, self-belief, risk-taking, networking, self-awareness, communication. Now, what easily puts off another person? An enterprising type may not be easily put off by that particular thing because they are very resilient and they have self-belief. And the last one, the conventional, they think and learn best by following orders, computer skills, numerical abilities, writing, written communication, and practical activities. I think so far you are enjoying this lesson and you are busy now looking into yourself. You are doing self-reflection so that you are able to place yourself within the list that is provided of career categories. Now, we're looking at the subjects that relate to each. The investigative type. Now, those subjects would include physical science, life science, computer science, technology, mathematics, social sciences. Now, people in these career categories, they are doing well in these very subjects. Realistic type, your technology, your mathematics, your physical science, your mathematical literacy, your agriculture, your engineering, graphics, and design. They are doing well in these subjects. Artistic, creative and dramatic arts, dance and music, design studies, languages, mathematical literacy, social sciences, and economics. Social category, they do well in social sciences, languages, life orientation, life sciences, and mathematical literacy. The enterprising category, subjects that relate to this category would be your accounting, economics, business studies, life orientation, history, consumer studies, hospitality, and languages. And then the last one, conventional, is your accounting, mathematics, economics, business studies, mathematical literacy. Now, begin now to track your performance in the subjects that you are doing in grade 8. If those subjects where you're doing well, they are also guiding you. They're actually guiding you or the category that you belong to, because they actually show you or reflect your thinking and learning styles. Now, we now go into the role of work in fulfilling social and economic needs. And how does it relate to the topic that we are dealing with? Remember, we pursue careers so that we are able to find work. Now, finding work might be being an entrepreneur and or getting employment. At least you are doing something to earn an income so that you are able to meet your needs. Now, what are those needs? Safety and security, respect or dignity, shelter, food, sanitation, water, transportation, education, health services, economic development. Those are our socio-economic needs. Now, how does work meet those needs? In South Africa, for instance, remember, needs also depend on the type of country you find yourself or community you find yourself. Now, in South Africa, work meets socioeconomic needs by eradicating poverty, enhancing personal well-being, promoting social inclusion, eradicating inequality, affording you decent shelter, affording you clean running water, affording you decent sanitation, and enhancing your social status. Now, if you are working, you'd be able to afford all these things that I have listed. Now, as we close our lesson, let's go back to what we have learned. In our lesson, we have learned to define a career category, to define the six types of career categories, to identify interests and abilities relating to each category, identify thinking and learning skills required in each category, identify subjects related to each category, identify needs in the community and country, and understanding how work can meet socioeconomic needs in South Africa. So we need to work. We need to work. Now, the activity that I want you to complete, you have this table with five columns. The first column is career category. Second one, interests and abilities. Third one, thinking and learning skills. Fourth one, school subjects. And the last one, possible careers. Now, you're going to list three career categories in the order of your preference. And then you are going to, after listing them, you'd now begin to fill in the interests and abilities relating to each, thinking and learning skills, school subjects, and possible careers relating to each. Now, you're going to observe yourself. And as you progress, you're going to rule out, you know, that which you think is no longer describing you. Now, at the end of the day, you'll be left with that one that you feel it is your heartbeat and you are intending to follow that. In that way, in grade 9, you will be able to make the right subject choices now based on your strengths, because your career must be able to make your strengths to shine. In conclusion, learners, remember that finding your perfect fit does not happen in a day. Hence, it is critical that you start now in grade 8. Number 2, choosing a suitable career can be a journey of many years of trial and error. So, be kind to yourself. Number 3, allow yourself to go through that process until you discover your perfect fit. 4, your parents and teachers cannot make that choice for you. All they can do is to point you to your visible traits that can help in making the right choice or decision. Finally, the buck stops with you. Thank you, learners, for listening. I hope you have learned a lot and you have enjoyed the lesson. Thank you. Ulalele ubuso obuhle. Nolongebo Makhenzi njalo ngumsombuluko kuya kolesine ngo 8 kuya 12 kusihlwa ku Khosi FM.